From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Engineers with BP say they used undersea robots to maneuver a massive 100-ton concrete and steel containment chamber over some of the oil gushing from a crippled deepwater well off the Louisiana coast. While it's not clear whether the plan will actually work, pumping oil trapped in the container back to the surface, BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Settle says they're optimistic.
Over the weekend, we expect to connect that dome to the drillship Enterprise, at which time, hopefully the beginning of next week, we'll begin to start to evacuate the oil from the seabed up to the surface.
Oil from the well has been leaking at a rate of upwards of 210,000 gallons a day since April 20th, when the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform exploded, killing 11 crew members. BP officials said they're not sure whether the plan will work, noting nothing like this has been tried at such great depths. The well is nearly a mile below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. Two senators say they'll bring out details of a compromised climate change and energy bill this coming Wednesday, and the White House is backing them. NPR's Paul Brown reports a leading Republican says the bill should be on hold.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says disagreements over offshore oil drilling and when to take up immigration overhaul make it impossible to pass climate and energy legislation now. He also says the consequences of the Gulf oil spill are not well enough understood to pass a climate and energy bill. Graham's been working with Democrat John Kerry and Independent Joe Lieberman to craft a climate bill that can pass the Senate. Kerry says the oil spill provides all the more reason to move the bill forward. Here's his spokeswoman, Whitney Smith.
His bottom line here is that if you want to move away from oil dependence in the country, then the best thing that we can do as a country right now is pass comprehensive climate change and energy legislation.
Kerry predicts Graham will eventually vote for a bill. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
One of the most volatile weeks for Wall Street since the height of the financial crisis. After yesterday's big plunge and partial recovery, markets extended the downturn today. Investors remain worried about mounting debt problems in Greece, along with trading glitches that are being blamed for accelerating yesterday's market slide. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 5.7% for the week, while the S&P and the NASDAQ were down 6.3% and 8%, respectively. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist of PNC Financial. He thinks some of that selling was overblown.
Our view is the market is still heading higher, earnings will be good, and with a sustained, albeit maybe half-speed, economic recovery, that should support higher stock market values for investors that look beyond the next few days or, you know, the last couple of hours or even the next couple of weeks or months.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 139 points to close at 10,380. The NASDAQ composite was down 54 points, closing at 2,265. The S&P 500 was down 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. Arizona is ending its use of high-speed cameras on state highways. The program was both innovative and unpopular. NPR's Ted Robbins explains.
Only Arizona has cameras on highways statewide, which snap photos of speeders and mail them tickets. The cameras are both stationary in the Phoenix area and mounted on vans which move around the state. They've been extremely contentious, prompting protests, low payment rates, even murder. A man is awaiting trial on charges after a worker in a mobile photo enforcement van was gunned down. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says the cameras have helped cut down on the number of injury accidents. But this week, the department sent notice to Redflex, the private company which runs the program, saying the state contract will not be renewed after it expires in mid-July. The decision does not affect local government's use of cameras for speed enforcement or at intersections. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Consumer Reports now says it is lifting its don't buy recommendation for a Lexus sport utility vehicle that failed one of the magazine's emergency handling tests. According to the magazine, the 2010 Lexus GX460 SUV passed the test after a dealership updating of software that controls the vehicle's electronic stability system. Rick Paul is automotive editor for the magazine.
So we feel that it's no longer a safety risk. We urge that all current owners take their vehicles in for the repair.
Toyota recalled around 10,000 of the SUVs in the U.S. back in April. That was after a Consumer Reports test showed the vehicle slid sideways when testers took their foot off the gas pedal during a high-speed turn test. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.